Listener Production.
Hello there, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. The Premier will join the nation's leaders this Thursday at Parliament House in Canberra for a special service to mark the National Day of Mourning. Mark McGowan says the Prime Minister is currently jetting back from London to be there. He told the ABC there are a lot of West Australians that have been moved by the Queen's passing.
I've met people in supermarkets and so forth who have been crying about it. There's a lot of feeling out there about it. So, look, there'll be a public holiday. People will take it how they take it. I suspect most people will like it, then we'll move on and we'll have King Charles.
The Queen has now been buried alongside her husband, Prince Philip, in the grounds of Windsor Castle. The arson squad have returned to a business in Belmont this morning after a second fire in less than 24 hours there. The blaze sparking up in the Belvedere Street property at around 12:30 this morning. Anyone with information is being asked to call Crime Stoppers. Pension and care payments will rise today with around 5 million people to benefit from the largest indexation increase to welfare payments in 30 years. Job seeker and parenting payments will also get a boost. And all eyes will be on the southwest next year as the world's best surfers head back to Margaret River. The Pro to be held April 20 to 30. Tourism Minister Roger Cook says it'll be great to have the region back on the world stage.
It's spectacular environment, incredible cuisine and wines, and really just emphasise to the world how important Margaret River and what a jewel in the crown of our tourism product it is.
In sport, Buddy Franklin will be back for the Bloods for another year, the champ signing on with the Swans for next season. The announcement coming ahead of this Saturday's grand final against the Cats. Buddy was asked this morning if he could go on even longer.
Hopefully we could have this conversation next year again. But, as I said, it's that passion and drive that still drive me to get out there. And as I said, once that's gone, then I'll be done.
And Australia starts ramping up its preparation for the T20 World Cup when a three-match series begins in India tonight.